And so she wants to tell everyone a happy Thanksgiving, all that good stuff. Hope everyone enjoys their turkey and family if you do that. All that good stuff for you all. We'll be dropping some more episodes soon, but we wanted to kind of go back in the chamber a little bit and give you a little turkey holiday edition of the show. Hope you all enjoy this. This one is one of the funnier episodes. When we first started the podcast, we talk about Brian McKnight and his song Pussy Work. If you remember this, and if you don't, you're going to get a crash course into what Brian McKnight thinks that people want to hear on a song. And on top of that, what he thinks that he can get away with on a song. So definitely relax, chill, enjoy this. As always, this show episode is sponsored by Blurred Lines, Inc. Definitely go get you an amazing hoodie, t-shirt, anything like that when it comes to sci-fi, anime, comics, you name it. Right now, all tees are $15 and $20 for everything. $15 to $20 for a hoodie, $15 for t-shirts, $25 for hoodies. Put in the code SOLC and receive free shipping. Make sure you do that. Go to teespring.com/stores/blurred, B-L-E-R-D, dash lines, dash LLC. And make sure you check out the latest designs at Blurred Lines LLC on Instagram and Twitter. So check that out and support our sponsors. And make sure you always hit us up, straightolc@gmail.com, straightolc on Twitter, and Stradlocast fan page is always popping as always. And hope you enjoy your holidays. Peace.
Another edition of Stroud Low Cash. Before we get into this madness we got going on today with all the different stuff going on in the news, first some housekeeping stuff. Definitely keep hitting us up on our Twitter page at Straight OLC. Then as well, hit us up on our Facebook page at Straight Outta Low Cash, OUTTA Low Cash. Straight
Let me cash. Show you how your
you already hear Javon saying what he's saying, though. No.
And you know.
So we're going to go right into it. Brian McKnight singing about pussy, man.
Brian
Teddy
McKnight
believes that he was joking. I believe he was dead ass serious.
No. Teddy wants to believe he was joking.
No, man, I'm telling you.
That man was dead.
I feel
okay,
like
for our viewers, for the people who have not went, who haven't went to on YouTube yet and seen the video,
please
with your own two eyes, go on YouTube and just type in Brian McKnight
pussy.
Pussy. That's it. Them two
nothing
words.
Else.
No, them three words. Brian McKnight pussy. Just them. So now, when you go on there, you're gonna see a video, and basically it's Brian McKnight explaining
in his studio. It's like his personal studio.
He's in the studio, and he's actually explaining that, you know, what he wants to do. A 44-year-old man up in the studio saying, you know what? Hey, I want now all your whole career you've been doing like cool songs, like, you know,
love
sexy
ballad.
Songs for the women. Women, some women love. But you just gonna bypass all of that and just jump straight to talking about the pussy.
Trey songs. Just straight to straight Trey songs.
Hey, it's Brian McKnight here. You know, the other day on Twitter, I had an idea about doing an adult mixtape. And I asked everybody on my timeline, I was like, you know, if I had this idea, what subject would you want me to tackle? And there were some varied sort of responses. Most people only want to hear me do one kind of song. But there's been lots of conversations I've had with men, lots of conversations I've had with women, just about other sexual type things that I'd like to tackle. So I'm in the middle of writing the song, and I'm going to give you a preview of what that song is.
He made a song, and the song, he said it's called Learn or something like that. Let me learn you or something.
It
was something like that.
Let me learn you or something.
I don't know, but I know this.
Are you ready to learn?
Are you ready to learn? That's what it's called. Are you ready to learn? Okay, now, he kicked the song off by saying, let me show you how your C word.
Pussy.
Let me show. So he basically, he went in, and he sang it. And it was just like, come on, Brian.
Brian.
That's when you can't even call him Brian. Right now, you can call him regular. Like, he just the dude to work at the gas station. Come on, B. Like, what are you doing? R. Kelly could probably pull a song like that off because we are used to hearing.
But the thing is, R. Kelly don't even do those songs no more, though.
No, he don't.
His album was kind of like a little throwback, kind of old school.
Feel good, because R. Kelly don't know his age all the time because he still do song with Jeezy now. But now,
he was 40 when that Go Get It song came out.
Yeah,
Oh my
definitely.
God.
But Brian McKnight, with him trying it, and he didn't even really sound right saying pussy, at all. I'm like, who is he gonna get? Like, you gonna get Kirk Franklin on a remix to it? Like, who can you possibly, like, how can this song sound any more terrible than it? And Brian McKnight, he could sing. So with him singing, the singing wasn't a bad part. It was just
had a decent melody.
It's the message that from coming from him. Now, had it been like
if
Trey Songz or something.
Even if it changed the lyrics, I'd be like, let me show you how your body works.
Right, show you how your
that'd
body
been like,
works.
Okay, it'd have been kind of flat though.
Or even better than that, if he was like, this is a song I'm working on for Trey Songz. You know what I'm saying?
He put the disclaimer out there.
Yeah, this is a song I'm working on for
his
Trey
new
Songz.
Album.
Yeah. Why not? I put it on Trey Songz.
I said to their backlash from Trey Songz in the back end.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it stick. And they'd be like, I got a hit for you, Trey. They like it. They want you to sing it.
Dude.
Then you can get paid off of it.
And if they don't like it, you can always be like, yeah, no, I wasn't going to sing it. I just was like kind of doing that for him. Like, you could always throw the blame on somebody else.
That's the lyrics he wanted.
He didn't cross his teeth and dyed his eyes. Therefore, Brian McKnight wants to show you how that pussy works.
Teddy, rebuttal. How do you believe that it's not serious from him?
I mean,
see the way he looked into the camera?
I understand that. What I'm saying is that you just
never understand
people's, like, if you don't
Teddy, could be anything in life then,
because you don't know somebody.
We're
talking about judging somebody's sense of humor. You don't know what type of person this person is. He meant this because he looked very sincerely into the camera.
Hey, look here, man. This is a public. You are a public entity.
Exactly.
You don't have You don't have time for little other innuendos and shit. If your ass does shit like this normally,
you can do whatever you want to do.
Teddy, it's like now.
Dude, you are a public figure. Then
I don't want to put this.
He's been a public. Do you know how many public figures do whatever the fuck they want?
I'm saying I don't want to put this. I don't want to put him on this level. But like, what if Barack Obama just came out and was like, all of a sudden, hey, you know what? As far as the gas prices, I know it's going to change it. Pussy. And no laugh behind it. People be looking like, what the fuck is Barack talking about? Is he for real? And like, no, you know what I'm saying? If he was playing, we would know.
Still different.
I'm saying, like, he's never played like that before.
Yes.
And so what I'm saying is,
but
Brian McKnight has never.
How would you start?
You can't.
So he can't.
He's
so
stuck.
Let's just say
he's
that's
stuck.
Been him the whole
he's
time.
Stuck.
We never see. It's not like any of us go hang out
with
him.
Well, he should have been coming out with albums like that. R. Kelly could do that. He can drop that right now.
Right, he can.
Nobody would have thought no different.
He can. But what I'm saying is it just depends. Like, if anybody has a sense of humor and you don't get a chance to see it, and all of a sudden now you have a realm to put it out there. You know what I mean?
Look,
it's not like, first off,
Teddy,
like
how
Brian
long?
Knight
wait
like
a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. How
person.
Long has Brian McKnight been making music?
Palace.
Right.
Over 20 years.
So, right, over 20 years.
Right, exactly.
He has never, in the 20 years of entertainment, made one song in reference to, let me show you how that
and
pussy
don't
works.
Have to.
I have every Brian McKnight album, though. None of the songs have the word pussy on it.
So you have his last album?
Yes.
What's his last album?
His last album is All the Words Together and They're All Lowercase. I forgot the name of it, though. But I got it on my. I bootlegged it, though.
He tried to test you, Daryl. He didn't know.
No, what I'm saying is.
No, but I do
day,
have it, though.
I believe.
So this was like 2 years ago? 2-3 years ago?
About a year and a half.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's a little slow R&B joint.
It's mostly slow.
Of course it's going to be.
Daryl, is there any mention of the word pussy?
Never.
Pussy.
Never.
Time out. Okay,
the closest song he has, though. The closest songs he has to anything that's like super sexual is like that. It's song Backseat.
Right.
And then he's got On the Floor.
Right.
That's the only two songs.
Right. No,
and it's just a sexual, sensual song. He didn't say shit about pussy on there.
Look, I understand.
Nothing about squirting. This is what I'm saying.
And he did say squirt. He said, and I'm going to teach you how to squirt.
No, I'm going to show you how it squirts. No. He said, I bet you didn't know it squirts. He said, I bet you didn't know it squirts.
He's talking to an 18-year-old virgin.
I bet you didn't know it squirts.
That doesn't sound like he playing to you.
No,
that sounds
serious.
Like a real. First off, he has
Let
to release.
Let me show you how to pussy.
Huh. He hasn't released it.
Dude, he released it. Do anything nowadays. You release period of your Twitter page.
That's not on a mixtape. That nigga, just because he put this look, track wasn't even.
Javon, and you on the come up. Mm-hmm. You're going to be blown up at some point. Right. You know if anything you put out in the public is public domain at that point. They use a release, right?
Right. I wouldn't put out a video.
So for instance, you say, yeah, this is a joke I'm working on. Or whatever, and you
and, it, and if it was horrible, so, right. You would have to take the L on it, wouldn't you?
I would take the L on it.
I'm not saying that he's not. I would have to take the L on it. Of course, he's still going to take the L. But what I'm saying is that doesn't mean he was serious about it.
He was serious.
Failed too.
No.
So what I'm saying, it doesn't matter. All I'm saying,
are you buying
this
mixtape then?
I'll get it. You know what? I'll get it.
Okay. He just saying. I'm gonna
get it. I'm gonna get the mixtape.
He's not gonna have. So don't play while I get in the car with you. I don't want to hear pussy works when I get in the car with you.
If
you
nobody's going to play pussy works.
Okay, look, this is the question, though. Does he have to drop the mixtape now to save face?
He might as well go ahead and go forward with it. But what would the number two single off the mixtape be? Like,
I don't think he
pussy works.
Let
me get up in your ass. Let me get all up in your... behind.
I don't think he's gonna do it.
Your ass.
Crass.
I don't think he's gonna do it. He's already by him saying it's a joke, he's already put it out on the table.
Did he say it was a joke? When did he say it was a joke?
Javon just said.
Well, that's what was rumored today to me. That
dude,
you know,
this was early in the morning. I got this. I'm talking about 5-6 in the morning. I wake up just to finish up my post for the day. I just jump on Twitter, man, and I see something about Brian McKnight. And this is 5-6 in the morning. And this is somebody from the West Coast putting up. So this is hilarious then. It's somebody at 4 in the morning where they had to like, dude,
right.
I know I don't get up this early. My homeboy that live in LA was like, dude,
yeah,
I don't even
like
get up this early.
Morning,
yeah, he was like, I don't even get up this early, man. But yo, D, check out this link. Like now.
Yeah.
And I was like, for real? I was like, dude. He's like, no, dude. He texts me even afterwards. Check this link out. So I look at it and I was like, pussy words. I see the title.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, where's this going? And then he was like, yeah, all my friends want to go do, all my friends on Facebook, you know. Oh, no, he said Twitter.
Yeah,
he said
all my Twitter followers.
You all asked me, you know, what do you want me to do? An adult mixtape. So
he's like, you know, and I know you guys are used to me doing a certain type of music. You know, it's certain other areas I wanted to touch on. And, you know, I think I want to, you know, do an adult mixtape. I have the first song. It's called, what is it called, Theodore? Let me learn. What is it? Learn.
Ready to learn.
Ready to learn. And I go something like this. Let me show you how your pussy.
You can't even do it without laughing.
Because it's
hey,
not.
Dude, I was crying when he cried. I cannot be serious.
Hey, dog.
But will you admit this, Ted? And Javon, you could test it too. The funniest shit is the shit that's the most serious.
Yeah.
Well, motherfuckers are the most. That's why I was more funny, Ted, because he was fucking serious.
He was dead serious.
If he would have been halfway joking, laughing, it wouldn't have been as funny. But the fact that he was so damn serious.
Had he been like, okay, y'all, look, now I got this song.
I've been fucking with me and my boys. You've
right,
been fucking
with me. Now, mind y'all, this ain't me. No, it's going to be a little different. But, yeah, hear the song. If he finna laugh while he was singing, like, let me show you how you. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna do the song. Okay, I'm gonna do it. Okay, y'all. I promise I got it. Here it is. And then if he went into it and actually did it, I would be like, okay, yeah, that dude was playing. But he went into it saying, okay, here it goes.
Okay, perfect
One,
example.
Two.
Perfect.
Boom.
Perfect example. Javon is a master of comedy. Would you agree?
Yes.
Javon's master of comedy.
I'm trying to master it, but
so,
go ahead.
Javon will say something completely outlandish. Completely fucking outlandish and keep a straight face.
But he's a comedian. But he's a comedian.
But that's a part of the comedy. That's what I'm saying.
That's like me going to a trash man, and then like saying like, no, man, you got to do it like this. No, he's a trash man. I'm a writer.
That doesn't mean
his job is the way he does his job is a certain way he does it, though. You can't go doing his job. You a singer, fool. Stay in your lane.
He did. He sang it.
No. Well, but what you said, he sang it, but he wasn't joking.
We don't know what he was doing.
Yes, we do.
If it
was Jamie Foxx, we'd be like, okay, yeah, Jamie, he probably was joking.
But
it doesn't matter.
So answer me.
It don't matter what you think.
Were you not telling jokes the exact same way before you decided to become a comedian?
Was I telling Joe the exact
same
way?
Yeah, weren't you saying crazy outlandish shit and then keeping a straight face?
But the thing is, you know that I've always wanted to be a comedian, so.
But my point is, were you a
We have never heard of Brian McKnight say, on the side, I like to do comedy sometimes.
He
doesn't
have
factor.
To. He's just like saying,
but
like,
dude,
hey.
No.
But
you do. But there are certain artists that you know, like, oh, yeah, old boy is real silly and funny. Even if he's, like, a serious singer. Like, they said Joe LaVert was super funny and, like that. So you would get, like, if Joe
like
LaVert
Eminem,
was, you know what I'm saying?
Eminem fans. We know he a silly dude outside of. You know, him being him on stage.
That's what my whole point is. We don't even know Brian McKnight. Everybody's
but Brian McKnight,
talking,
look,
like,
Brian McKnight did one video where it was some silly in there a little bit, even if it was like a little R&B video.
Never.
But like, even like, you know, think about all the artists that are R&B, like Bobby Brown or something. He'll do something silly in a video, even though maybe a silly video, and you're like, oh, he a silly dude. Brian McKnight, every one of them, he in the rain, and he's sitting getting out of the car though, holding an umbrella for a chick.
Yeah,
I'm putting a jacket over a puddle.
Chivalry is not dead.
Yeah. Every one of his videos is like that. So
Chivalry is not dead, and Chivalry wants to show you how that pussy works, women.
Look, for the record, man, that's one of the funniest things I've seen in a long ass time. No, for the record,
it's about as funny as pussy face.
That's what
Mary J. Blige last week,
dude. Yeah,
that chicken.
Nah,
this is worse than the chicken.
This
I'm sorry.
Than the chicken.
No,
this
I'm
is
just
worse
saying
than
that.
This
I
is worse
that
than the chicken.
Since the chicken,
because you know the reason I think it's not as worse, man, because I guess. We seen so many people do chicken. We never would ever picture Brian McKnight singing about pussy though. A part of your mind can see Mary J. Blige doing that though. Like a part of your mind can be like, oh, okay.
I can see eating some chicken and singing about it.
Yeah,
I could.
But can you see Brian McKnight singing about pussy?
No, yesterday
before you saw
this.
With Brian McKnight doing that, he seemed like the creepy old man. Like he seemed like your creepy old uncle doing that, dog. Like you gonna.
They had a mohawk and shit though. Mother, cut your mohawk off. You 45 and shit, dude.
With a mohawk.
You live in L.A., dog.
Hey, maybe that.
Dude, he's trying to get that Trey Songz money though. His manager's probably like, that
you
last
can't
album,
do
that,
Trey
look,
Songz.
Look, this how the meeting went, Javon. Oh, Brian. That last album with all the lowercase letters didn't do too well.
I think
we need you to tap into some little bit younger crowd. Ish, you know, kind of like Trey Songz.
But that's the thing. Like Trey Songz couldn't do a Brian McKnight song. So
not
Brian,
at all.
Brian McKnight shouldn't try and do a Trey Songz type. Show you how that pussy work. Like maybe even I think Tyrese maybe can even get away with it. Maybe.
Yeah.
But
and maybe even I think Tyrese might have got clowned for doing that though.
Yeah. I think he would have.
Who would have not got clowned? Who would have not got clowned?
Anybody can do it, but Brian
McKnight. Okay, I agree with
you. So you think Tyrese could have got away with it?
I think it would have to be
somebody younger.
He definitely could have got away with it way before Brian McKnight.
Okay.
Way but Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin can't do it.
No, he can do it before right now.
Oh.
I said not on the same
who
level.
Who
could
got away with, like, straight
Okay, who? R. Kelly, definitely. He would have got away with it.
Trey Songz. Justin Timberlake?
I don't think Justin Timberlake could have got away with doing it.
He already do songs like that, but they're actual spoofs. He do it with Lonely Island.
Okay, now that goes back to...
But he's doing it with another group.
But did you hear what he said? He does spoofs, and we know that. You're right.
Brian McKnight got a damn spoof in his life.
But what I'm saying is he's doing it with an actual comedic person.
Yeah, but that's what he said.
So if Lonely Island had asked Brian to do this, then it would have been validated.
So
let's say Justin came up with it all by himself and was singing it and singing it to YouTube. It's like,
but he already did Dick in a Box, so he's validated.
But what if he did Dick in a Box before?
Oh, he got clowned.
If he was serious about Dick in a Box,
no, that's what I said. We don't know if
he was saying,
yeah, I'm working on this track. And then he's like, hey, and he sings the song. He's like,
Dick in a Box.
We're gonna see what I do with this. And then he takes Dick in a Box to Lonely Island, and it becomes a hit.
No. I'm saying. If Justin Timberlake did Dick in a Box as a regular song and was really trying to portray it as this is a new song I'm working on and was dead serious and kept a straight face, he would have got clowned for it. People being like, Dick in a what? Like, he would have gotten clowned for Dick in a Box.
Yes.
But it was a funny song. It was stupid. People knew he was playing, so that's why it made it better. Now, had Brian McKnight came out and said, you know, this song that I'm working on, it's just something silly, man. But just check this out. Here it is. And then went into singing it. We probably would have been like, oh, that's stupid.
We probably been talking about a different, like, that shit was funny as hell.
Oh, and I would probably even play it. Like I said, I really want that song played at my wedding. When I danced, my first dance with my wife. I want them to play. I want to show you how that pussy work. That's what I want. I want them to play that. I might even have Brian McKnight come to the wedding and sing.
Do you want me to sing? Never felt this way.
Nah, man.
So you don't want?
I want you to sing a classic for me. What you want me to sing? Pussy works. Sing
Are
that
you
for
sure?
me. Yes,
it's not a finished song though. It's only a minute and a half.
Hey man, sing it for a minute, have and just put it on loop. Sing it again. Just keep
put
going.
It on loop.
Just keep going back with it. We want to hear that. So we definitely want them to check that out, man. That's cause, hey, I guarantee. Matter of fact, man. I want y'all to look at it and y'all tell me. You guys tell
email us.
Us.
Email us. Hit us up at straightolc@gmail.com. Hit us up on the Twitter or Facebook and let us know.
Do you think he's serious or do you think Brian McKnight is just kind of like joshing you around, pulling your leg on this song? So that's what we want you to do. Email us. Let us know. Do you think it's a serious song or if it's a, like, you know, parody?
And I'm going to start a Google Plus page too soon. So it'll be Straight Outta Low Cash Google Plus page where we'll put all the links for all the shows.
Nice.
They'll all be up on there. And we'll start putting some of the links of, like, when we talk about a video or something like this.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the Google Plus page. So you can go just reference, go straight to the Google Plus page and see all the stuff we're talking about or any of the articles
tight.
just to keep people like, man, where that article at, man? I'm like, okay, well, we'll just put them right in there for everybody to check them out. But do we come into a break soon, real? All right, we're going to come back to a break. We're going to come back. We're going to leave the best topic for the last. Deion Sanders getting his ass jumped by Baby D and Pilar. We'll bring that as the end, though, but we'll come
all
back with
some more
time.
All you're trying to do is just show him how that. All right,
good. Everybody in this room would like to show Pilar how her pussy works.
Oh,
right,
man, yeah. Dude, I'm off Pilar, man. But
I'm not.
I'll be
back. He'd like to get off.
We'll be back on Straight Outta Low Cash.
Yeah.
So far away, like a distant lover, 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 lover. Hey, we are here to take our troubles away from one another, 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 another. Well, it's no stress if it really was meant to be. Then we'll be lovers, 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 lovers. Hop on your red Cavalier and meet my mother, mother, mother,
yeah, mother.
You're so fine, blow my mind, and amazing, I'm blazing. My baby, dum dum baby, yeah. Chocolate skin, hoping that I can end somewhere in your heart. So damn fine, she blow my mind. I like the way she walk and the way she talk. And I never couldn't handle her unless they fall. It's like I said that, well, unless they fall.
She's amazing, I'm blazing. I love her, she's really that girl. So fine, she blow my mind. Can't help it, but I want it too. Can't help it, I wanna be with you. She's so fine. Yeah.
Welcome back to Stroud Low Cash. We're getting a little bit of sports talk. NBA playoffs starting this week.
Yeah, it is definitely starting.
Man, good. Big ups to your Lakers, though, man.
Yeah, we went on ahead and pulled it off against that OKC.
You think y'all looking good for the finals?
Yeah. I mean, I think Lakers all right right now, man. That game, that should have, you know, boosted their confidence a little bit. Like I say, my Lakers, I think we got a great chance. I'm just hoping that, you know, they just can pull it off, man. Meta World Peace made a huge mistake the last game they had.
So what y'all got on this, man? Did y'all think this suspension is warranted and all
Fuck
this time?
Yeah.
How long was he suspended
Five
for?
5 to 10 games.
5 to 10. Like a sentence.
Yeah.
Like a you gonna do 5 to 10? I'm gonna give you usually they give you a defined number. Hey, they say you 5 to 10.
Right, but by he ain't coming back to if they make it the second round, he ain't coming back to the second round.
Damn. 5 to 10 games for real?
Yeah.
He was stupid for that, though, man. I'm talking about when you talk about a bonehead, completely dumb, I eat crayons
but
for breakfast
thing, though,
move.
Oklahoma City, though, was talking a lot of shit, though, I heard, though.
Who?
Oklahoma City was.
And?
Like, they say, like, well,
he
no,
ran
they
up
say
to
that,
him.
They say a lot of people, like they say after every time they scored it, they kind of, like, go to people's faces, though, bumping them and stuff. That was one of the excuses that I was reading.
I don't give that on me. Niggas been doing that shit since fucking the invention of NBA. That's not an excuse, man.
Yeah.
Like, and especially from him. Like,
are you stripping in the
And
studio?
What was funny, when he released the
back was itching, man.
When he released that statement, he tried to make it seem like he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Like, I was like, dog.
He had a lapse of judgment for like 1 second.
But he, no, his Twitter, he was like, he said, oh, I just saw the tape. Ooh, oh my God, I can see how this looks bad. Ooh, this is really my bad. We like, nigga, we know.
That probably wasn't even him typing. Nah, you're right. It was him typing. If you put an ooh.
Yeah, right. Like, come on,
ooh,
dog.
Like Michael Macho Man. Like,
you know what, brother? You, me and my macho maniacs. Ooh, yeah.
Dog, I just.
He elbowed him and then growled like a werewolf afterwards. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, he hit his chest. But what made it so weird was like, I don't know, how do you tell somebody that's incidental contact when you, it wasn't like it was like he raised his elbow and caught the neck.
Now, I will say this though, if y'all go online, okay, Rem, bring it up, but we want to though. When Karl Malone elbowed
David Robinson.
No, yeah, that's number two I was going to talk about. Number one was when he elbowed Isaiah Thomas though and knocked him the fuck out.
He knocked David Robinson out too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. And he ain't getting over suspension.
When though? Like what was going on in the play?
He ran right the same kind of thing, though.
But Darryl, we know the league is a lot different now.
It's a lot different too. But
hold on, man. So you saying, come on, man? Call. I mean, what you got?
Like this different.
Zeke had to get a mask.
But this is what I said. Different shit.
Zeke had to have a mask. His nose was broke.
So like, it wasn't a play on the ball. Like he had a ball and was swinging his elbows. It wasn't no shit like that.
It was off the ball. Both of them was off the ball.
And he straight Muay Thai'd this nigga in the face.
He was trying to come around the screen and did like that. Real could pull up on YouTube for you.
Yeah, I gotta see that, man.
I'm trying to tell you.
Because I'm not saying I don't believe you.
And then he did
the
David Robinson, too. That's what I'm saying. He did the David Robinson, too.
One, that's the worst one I've ever seen.
Dude, besides that, Thomas one is worse.
It's worse than David Robinson?
Yes, by far.
I had to go look at him, man. I don't remember seeing the one Isaiah Thomas, but I know David Robinson, when he hit him so hard, when his eyebrows fell off, like, he
hey,
was
Rim,
knocked
can you bring
out.
Up, go to YouTube, man. Isaiah Thomas. Oh, you can't. Okay. Dude, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to peep it on the break. I'm just saying, like, that in and of itself was, I don't know. Like, I guess because it's coming from Ron Artest, who's known for fucking
and that's the thing, though.
Being a ridiculous how that. But two, it wasn't like
if Kobe would have did this,
hey,
though, it would have been a big
different
deal.
Okay, like yeah,
what? Yeah, that man, it made a huge deal. If Kobe, yeah. it was a blatant. He dunked it, ran about 2 feet, and then just elbowed him. Like it wasn't like
but,
no.
But here's the thing. It wasn't like a simple elbow. Like it wasn't like me and you here, and I just raised my hand and like tried to clip you. He cocked the shit back on the other side of his head.
Yeah,
and
he
brought it across his head. So there's no way he
hi-ya!
It was definitely a fucking hi-ya moment. Like, don't you dare try to say that this was incidental. And then on top of that, it wasn't anything going on. That's the thing that's confused. Like, even what you say, like, Isaiah coming off a screen, at least, like, the shit is in play. The ball is fucking out of bounds. These niggas are running in opposite directions. Like, there's nothing even happening, and this nigga gets caught in the temple, not even paying attention.
I'm just saying, though, is that we've had brutal plays like this before, though.
We've had plenty of brutal play. We had Scottie Pippen get the Pistons, push him in the ground. He broke his chin. Yeah. So, like, you know, there's plenty of brutal plays. But, like, when you go out of your way like that, he went out of his way. And like I say, I'm a Kobe, I'm a Lakers fan, you know. But it's like, man, that was wrong. Like, I saw this shit. I'm like, nah, he's stupid, dude. Like, dude is, I'm talking about, I could not believe. But 5 to 10 games, it is a long time for that. But, hey. I think 5 games would be big enough. I mean, that we already was hurting, but hey.
So what's next? You think he should go back to name Ron Artest though, maybe just to kind of keep it gangster?
There was nothing peaceful that was about
a, that. That was a Ron moment, man. He really, his mama named him Ron. I'm gonna call him Ron. You know, he need to go back to that. He need to go back to that.
Yeah,
does that hurt the Lakers a little bit though?
Fuck yeah.
I don't think so, because Ron Artest wasn't really a huge factor anyway. Like,
nah, they said he been balling,
but
he
been
April.
A good. He's great on the defensive end.
No, that's what people say he's great. But think about it: who is Ron Artest? Who have you known him to lock up? Nobody. I remember they was trying to say this was last year. They was like, yeah, you know, Lakers have Ron Artest. You know, to go out the bigger, small forward. You know, small forwards and guards like LeBron James and. He attempted to guard LeBron James. LeBron did absolutely whatever he wanted to do to Ron Artest. So, therefore, Ron Artest is not—he's not a defensive stopper as he once were in the past. He's kind of a liability sometimes.
Because he's
defense.
Older, but because how old is Ron Artest about now?
He's like probably 33.
He is 33. Yeah. I think Ron. I mean, I still think he's a defensive stopper. I mean, comparing him to LeBron James is very. You know, LeBron's like an elite player.
He cannot really guard any shooting guard.
Has anybody stopped LeBron though? I mean, is anybody locked down LeBron this year?
I seen LeBron lie down himself. Okay.
Nah. Self-checking himself.
Nah, he ain't never been locked down unless he's doing self-check like Javon say. But I think they talking about, what's the name, Artest's numbers have been pretty good in the month of April. You know what I mean? That's why everybody's saying it's a big deal for the Lakers now, because he's, you know, they finally starting to mesh. Kobe's back. Your boy Bynum stopped being a dickhead and trying to act like he a guard shoot from the three all the fucking time, trying to punk
Steve Blake.
Mike Brown.
Steve Blake.
Oh, yeah,
when
Mike
he snatched the ball from Steve Blake.
He tried to.
Dude, how do you can't take a team like that seriously. So now everything's starting to gel. They beat my boys. I was kind of hurt by that. But
who your boys?
Okay, see.
Okay.
So, but shit, fuck Artest. I was worried about my boy James Harden, because that's my nigga off the bench.
Yeah,
James
Harden, I ain't gonna lie, I love James Harden game, man. Dude is a straight hole. He a straight ball. I'm just glad he wasn't, like, super hurt.
He got a concussion, though. That's
yeah, but
like.
Concussions, I mean, they can be serious, but I think he was okay, but, you know, like. I guess elbows happen sometimes.
Okay, another question. If this was LeBron or any of those bigger players, would you think Ron Artest would did it to them?
Fuck yeah. I don't think Ron Artest.
Like, if it was
Artest
LeBron
cared.
Out there.
He wouldn't did it to LeBron James. He definitely wouldn't did it to LeBron
James. Or DeMarcus Cousins or Dwight Howard or somebody.
He may have done Dwight Howard like that.
you think so?
Yeah, I mean.
But how is 7'2"?
What that mean?
Ron Artest is 6'7".
I don't think he wouldn't have did nobody like Deshaun Stevenson.
Or Steven Jackson?
No.
Definitely not Steven Jackson.
Also, he got respect for Steven Jackson from the Palace.
Because
Steven got what was punching niggas in the stands. He was like, is that
Jackson actually the one that saved everybody? Because if it weren't for Steven Jackson going out there and grabbing them niggas out the stands, they'd still be fighting there right now. If you go back and look at the tape, Steven Jackson was grabbing cats. He was punching people, but like trying to grab people out the way, like boop, hey, booping and grabbing people.
I still think the hardest
when
punch.
When he punched that nigga out
on the,
out
on the floor.
Frame.
On the floor.
Jermaine O'Neal.
When he two-piece that dude.
No, it wasn't no two-piece. That was a one. Like, he. The one
it
was, hey, a little dude walking
up on
him. Yeah,
little short chubby dude, wasn't it?
Man, when I tell you, he knocked all the way back.
He knocked him out the frame of the camera,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah. He didn't even stay in the goddamn shot. When he punched him in his face, you seen his face wrap around Jermaine O'Neal's fist. Like, all his face meat wrapped around Jermaine O'Neal's fist, dude. It was in slow motion. It was like, pow. You seen the ripples in his face, the face wrapped around it. I said, man, I know his fist warm. Because, I mean, you can tell by the way his face wrapped around his fist, man, it looked comfortable. So, I said, at that point, yeah, man, that was like the worst fight I've ever seen. Ron Artest was tripping, but right, Ron Artest wouldn't
have ran up on Steven Jackson.
Hell no. Not no, no.
Zebo. Zach Randolph.
No, I'm thinking.
I can see.
No, I don't think he.
Keep in mind, Zebo punks people for weed.
I don't think.
Nah, what's his name plus niggas for weed?
No, that's Z-Bo does that. Nah. Steven Jackson does.
No, what's his face? Tony Allen.
Yeah, but Z-Bo does it. Just had a case come up for it.
Wasn't Tony Allen's was last week? When he fucked up OJ Mayo for owing him some money?
Yeah, on the plane? That was like a year or two ago. That was like a year or two.
I thought that was last year. That's what I said.
Yeah,
last year.
He fucked up OJ Mayo for real.
They were playing a dice game during practice. And OJ lost like $3,000, and OJ kept saying, "Yeah, I'm gonna pay you."
You know, on Menace Society, he's like, man, when you gonna have my money though, man? He's like, I'm gonna pay you. Yeah,
he said, yeah, I think.
What you think, you Ryan O'Neal, somebody?
I told you, I pay your goddamn money when I feel like it. You better go somewhere and suck my dick.
No, he said, what you think, you Ryan O'Neal?
Yeah, you think Ryan O'Neal somebody? You better go somewhere and suck my dick. And then that's what he said. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So Ryan says they're running to do this because James Harden was smaller than him, is my point.
I think James Harden he ain't the type of player where he's like intimidating. I think everybody knows he's a good basketball player.
Yeah, but he's not intimidating.
But Ryan Artest was like, yeah, he was in barbarian mode. Ah, Gushkar! Boom, hit him across his head, just give him a whole little elbow to the face. His ear flap. That's how you know the elbow was bad, man, when his ear flap. When I say James Harden ear flap, I say, yeah, that was a hard elbow, man. That was a hard elbow. 10 games, that's a lot of games, dude. Like, he need to come back at least for, and like I said, for defensive purposes, maybe, you know, he'd be a stopper.
He's still a threat. He hit like 3 threes the game before OKC.
He shoot threes like a 51-year-old man.
He had like 12 points against OKC, and it's going into the half.
Yeah, but Kobe pulled it out for us. Kobe the one who really stepped it up.
So let's talk about the playoffs a little bit. Let's talk about the playoffs a little bit. Who y'all got? Who y'all got in the finals?
Man. I hate. Okay, this is who I wanted to be. These are my two teams. I would like to see the Lakers and Bulls. Okay. Those would be my. I would like to see those two in the finals. But honestly, with the way the Lakers are playing, don't think they could beat OKC for four or five games. I don't know, man. We have to really play hard, but I think it's going to be Oklahoma and Miami Heat in the finals. I do.
You think it's going to be Miami Heat and
Oklahoma?
And Oklahoma?
Yeah.
What about you, Ted?
You know what? He took the words out of my mouth, man. I have to agree. Like, I mean, I like the Bulls a lot, but I feel like with Rose being hurt as much as he has, you know,
we've been winning though without him, though.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
playoffs. The playoff time different.
Yeah, we all know playoffs are different.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
you
feel
need
like
your winner.
I feel like that's going to make a huge deal. Like, I feel like it's just going to be hard for him to come back, you know. Not necessarily gel, but, like, they, you know, he was hella rusty before he went back out this last time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did that fucking game up a little bit.
He was fucking up because of the speed of the game, all the rest of that stuff. And now
he got a bad heel or something, right?
He got bad everything. Yeah. Like, this year it was heel, groin, ankle, back. He has all this stuff going for him. And then, you know, the playoffs is, I mean, that's hard. A is hardcore. And then B,
you're playing every damn night.
You're playing damn near every night. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. I think it's going to be tough. And I think Miami, the way Miami pulled that shit out last year, you know what I mean, in the playoffs, like, them niggas was going, you know, extra hard. And
shit, they ain't lost, what, two games the whole Eastern Conference playoffs?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Miami Heat, they only lost two games the whole Eastern Conference playoffs.
Yeah.
They lost one game to Boston and one game to Chicago. I think they swept the first round.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right.
They ain't lose no more than two games until the finals.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Miami has a monster. They like, you know, the squad that's on Space Jam, the Monster.
Like,
that's basically their squad, man. They think about it. For one, they definitely have the most talented dude. When I say talented, you know what I'm saying, as far as talent between LeBron and D-Wade, they're probably the most talented duo in the league, but they got to learn how to pull them games out. LeBron actually been showing out, man, taking over games and stuff like that. That's good. Like, I'm not against the Heat. Where I hate the Heat and like that. Like, I'm a LeBron fan. I'm a D-Wade. I'm a basketball fan. But yeah, I would like to see. I mean, I'm a D-Rose. I'm a Kobe fan. I'm a Bulls fan. You know, I'm a Lakers fan because of Kobe. But I would like to see the Lakers in the Bulls. But yeah,
I think it's going to be Miami.
I think
it's
going to be Miami and OKC, man.
I'm going to go in a total wild card situation, which I think it'd be the best situation. Chicago and Memphis. the I-57 war, man.
I think it would be
tight. That'd be crazy, because you're talking about 6-hour travel between both cities that's in the finals.
I think it would be dope, but I just don't feel like Memphis, like...
Dude, Memphis is like on a 12-game winning streak.
They're on a tear, man, but like I said, we're going back to the playoffs, dog.
Zebo back. He's selling weed and everything now.
They had Zebo last year.
Yeah, but I'm talking about this season, though. They didn't have Zebo for most of the season, I'm saying.
No, they had Zebo.
Zebo just came back when they started winning the games.
No, that's this year.
Yeah, so I'm talking about
last year.
Oh, yeah, but they was just starting to believe, though, last year.
No, I think.
They think they could be anybody right now.
Just coming back. I mean,
they could think they could be anybody right now.
I don't think it's going to matter, though.
Memphis aren't winners, okay?
You say the city of Memphis or just them?
I'm just saying the team right now. That's not a winning squad. That's not a squad. Now, that's a squad that maybe can beat a championship team game or two. But in a stretch, like on a team that knows how to win and knows how to.
Anybody believe in San Antonio is the first one?
I believe in San Antonio.
I do. Hey.
Y'all think they're going to be able to do some things this year?
I think San Antonio has, yes, I think they have a great chance.
I know they're going to get out of the first round. I know they're gonna get out of the first round.
They got the number one seed right now.
Right. Okay. They're playing the eight seed.
So so it's gonna be San Antonio versus
the winner of Phoenix and such and such tonight. Who's the Phoenix?
Dallas
and Utah.
Utah tonight. The winner of Phoenix and Utah tonight.
Okay. Then number two is who? OKC.
OKC.
OKC. They're gonna play Dallas. OKC have to play Dallas.
Do they play Dallas or do they play? No, the Lakers are playing Dallas.
No, it wouldn't be the Lakers, because Lakers
not doing the head of six.
So Dallas is a seven, is it?
Lakers, I thought they were six.
They are the six.
Lakers
Dallas
number three.
Is six. Right.
I think so they're number seven.
Dallas.
Let's bring it up. Rim, can you bring it up?
Nah,
okay, he can't bring it up.
Who else? Hold on. We got – who's in the West?
Okay, I see. Let's go from top to bottom. Top is San Antonio.
Right.
Then
OKC.
OKC. Then the Lakers. Then Memphis. Then who's the fifth seed? Oh, is it the Clippers? Yeah, the Clippers are the five seed.
I think the Clippers, I thought they were right after the Lakers, man.
No, because Memphis went on them all them won all them games. It's Memphis, then L.A., then Dallas, then who's the seventh seed?
You bring it up on your phone, man. I'm telling him to bring it up on his phone so we can see.
Who's the seventh seed?
We're sitting up here, all this Google, this technology we got. We trying to use our brains. We don't use our brains no more. We supposed to use the phone. That's what everybody does.
Live podcasting, people.
I'm just trying to think of who I've seen play recently out of the West.
I swear I think it's the Lakers versus not. I don't think it's Dallas, dude. I swear it's not Dallas. But Dallas would never win the championship. Dirk got his own first and last ring. They won't see another ring again.
He won't even sniff the finals again.
No, he won't see another ring. Jason Kidd.
Houston's not it.
Houston's the seventh seed.
There you go.
Lakers versus Houston then.
Right.
No.
Lakers third versus sixth.
So it's gonna be Dallas is the sixth seed. I'm telling you.
I don't think so, dude.
So that's gonna be if it's Dallas, that's gonna be Memphis, and then the Lakers versus Houston.
Yeah.
Is your internet working there?
Yes, it's messing up a little bit. He's been in his basement. But all right, well, anyway, let's go. Yep.
Mine ain't working.
Finals, though, you got
OKC. I got OKC.
You got OKC, Miami, too. I got Bulls, Memphis for my finals.
I feel like Memphis, they like the West Coast Indiana Pacers. They almost got the exact same format.
Hey, man. The playoffs, yeah. But this is the thing, though. I'm just saying we got the better Paul Gasol, too, on Memphis. Mark Gasol is the Gasol for us all.
Okay, right. So San Antonio, number one. OKC, number two. Lakers, number three. Denver is number six.
Denver.
Yeah, that's who they would be playing. Okay, so right. San Antonio, Oklahoma, L.A., Clippers, number four. Memphis, number five.
Okay.
Denver, number six. Dallas, number seven. Utah, number eight. So what will happen is San Antonio is going to play Utah.
And then
Oklahoma is going to play Dallas.
That's
the Lakers is going to play Denver. And the Clippers is going to play Clippers versus Memphis. I think that's going to
be
a cool matchup.
That's going to be good. That's going to be good.
Dallas.
The thing is, though, San Antonio don't want to see Memphis again.
Dude.
They better hope that L.A. beat them. Because I think San Antonio is scared of Memphis. I can see
they got too many young people on Memphis. Memphis runs.
And they ran them last year. They beat them with 4-1 last year. They don't want to see them boys. Z-Bo and them boys selling weed, coke, and all kind of women and all kind of shit down in San Antonio.
Dude, but so that means that San Antonio playing Utah. They'll beat Utah.
Or Utah or Phoenix, whoever went tonight. Because they both tied.
Oh, for real.
It's whoever wins San Antonio, Memphis tonight goes. I mean, not Memphis, San Antonio, Phoenix.
It don't matter. They beating them both of them.
Yeah, they beat either one.
Yeah. It would just look good if the Phoenix went because, you know, Steve Nash and, yeah, you know, Grant Hill. All right. And, yeah, so.
But, yeah. I mean, so everybody locked in with their picks. I'm with Memphis.
So who on the East? Who?
East would be, I can know that offhand. No, Miami's number one seed. No, Miami or Chicago's one of the number one seed.
Chicago.
I think Chicago. Chicago, Miami. Then the third seed is Orlando. Fourth seed, Boston. Fifth seed is Atlanta. Sixth seed is it Philly? I think Indiana? It's Philadelphia. Indiana. Then Philadelphia. And then the Knicks.
Well, I would like it to be, you know, my teams, the Lakers and the Bulls, but I know that right now with the way, you know, D-Rose ain't been able to get, you know, in rhythm with the rest of the team right now. They kind of be hard, you know, but they need D-Rose. I know that people say the Bulls are doing good without him, but in order to win, they need D-Rose.
I tell you what, though, big shout-outs today. They back up point guards because
They've been clowning,
man.
They've been clowning.
Who's the other one? The one that hit that three. Kyle. Is it Kyle? Not Kyle Korver. What's the other dude's name?
I don't know.
CJ Watson.
Oh, you said Kyle.
Yeah, I don't know why.
He was just talking.
Right.
But then we're finna go back and go into the break. We're gonna come into a movie minute with Ted, talk about little Trayvon Martin, and then get into Pilar and Deion Sanders.
All of us would like to get into Pilar.
Oh, yeah. Let me show you how the pussy works.
Pilar.
Maybe I'll be mad at you.
I'm waving my white flag like Taffin Cole. Girl, I surrender my love all to you. Even though we're up and down, only we can make one sound. Yeah, one love, one mind. Wait, one note at a time. Even though we all just raise it. Out of this world alone. Yeah, you. If you were my baby, you got me swimming in stars. Yeah. If you were my baby, you got me swimming in stars.
You my baby girl. Of you, I'm in awe. As I lay with you, I little common law. Spontaneous queen, you my freshest thing. Who knew the feather would be fucking with a heavyweight? Running back to get love, I never hesitate. Mind sex, read a book, and then meditate. Couch corner with a movie is the great escape. And the kiss and tell her that you can't hardly wait. One peck, two peck, be the going rate. One long kiss again, before the grind say. Heavy breathing, no discipline could keep us apart. One button, two buttons, to your work of art. Wow.
Last time I felt like this, I must have been 17. But this one is all new. Like, no copy or extension of anything I've ever seen.
Mountain,
Welcome back, Stroud Locash.
We are back.
Let's get right into it. The Movie Minute with Ted.
Yeah. So, this week was a bombshell, actually.
Oh, man.
Big shouts out to Will Packer and all them. Number one in the on the board. Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man. Actually, I think we hit $33 million. Not coming games off of first place.
Yep.
So that's pretty exciting, man. It's a black film. Kevin Hart been pushing extra hard on this film.
Yeah, he's been popping at the random movie theaters.
Yeah, he was here
at the Esquire.
Oh, he came to the Esquire.
Yeah. Was signing autographs and everything.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. It was pretty tight, man. The movie is actually pretty good. I can't lie. I don't want to say it's like the rebirth of 90s black rom coms. For those who don't know what that is, romantic comedies, but. They did well. They got the they have an extremely all star black cast with Michael Ealy, Chris Brown's in there.
And people don't know I had an audition for that movie. Y'all remember I told y'all that?
Yeah. What part was you gonna play?
The part that Chris Brown
played.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so
shit. I mean you lost.
Well, I mean you lost to Chris Brown. So I mean if there's anybody that it's okay to lose to.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm not mad, man. I'm just the thing is, like I said, man.
Dude, you'd have been making good though, dog.
Man, God got me. That's what it's about. Yeah,
apparently not, because you got to be making good.
I'd have been mad as a motherfucker at you.
What? What?
You've been making good.
You know, I ain't seen the movie yet, so don't tell me.
They showed in the previews though, so that's how I know.
Did he kiss in the face?
No, I just thought he was kicking him with us. That's all
okay,
I saw.
Yeah, I would love to kick with making good. So definitely get up pregnant.
Bro, no. So yeah, it's actually a good film. Go see it. I'm pretty sure everybody's gonna be going to see this over the next month. It is definitely outstanding, especially for Black Hollywood. You know what I mean? Big shouts out to Will Packer. The dude from I didn't even know that was a dude from Entourage in there.
Yeah.
The short dude. Yeah, I was really surprised because he lost so much weight. Other movie that I saw 2 weeks ago, I talked about it before, The Ray Redemption, this martial arts film coming out of Indonesia. Have to go see it. They're saying this is like one of the best action films, martial arts films, and like probably in the last 5 years.
For real?
Yeah, man. Like this dude's on this movie is like the action, the stunts that they pull in it's off the chain, man. It's really reminiscent of Tony Jaa, you know, Ong Bak, The Protector.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So
people sleep on Ong Bak. Like a lot of people have never seen that movie before.
If you have not seen that, go prepare yourself. They got Ong Bak. What? They had three of them.
And
now.
Remember the Asian movie I was talking about that was like made off 100 Games? They had it at the Tivoli last weekend.
Get out of here, for real?
Yeah, they had it for 2 nights at the Tivoli, the one I was talking about. The one where they copied the 100 Games off of.
Man, shut the fuck up.
So, yeah, when y'all get time, head out. Go see Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man. Go support. You got time. Go see The Ray Redemption. You would not be disappointed. And this has been your Movie Minute.
All right. Let's get into some Trayvon Martin updates.
Uh-oh.
George Zimmerman is out on bail. Fresh out on bail.
Fresh out of jail.
How long has it been? A week?
Yeah, he's been
Florida, we dreaming.
I'm surprised it took him this long to get bail. Shit.
Hey, I promise. I thought that the judge was going to be like, yeah, bail is set at $150. His father's just going to walk up there and drop that shit and he's going to walk out.
I wonder if he was kind of scared to leave jail.
He was.
Lawyers, like, you know what? I don't even got it, man.
His lawyers came up to him and was like, look, man, you can get out today, but we got to make it look suspenseful. So, stay here one more night. I'm going to come get you in the morning in the BMW. And, going to drink teas and eat Skittles all the way to the.
That's fucked up.
Drink teas and eat Skittles.
That's fucked up.
It is fucked up. We know it.
But that's he left at like 4 o'clock in the morning with a bulletproof vest on. Like, yeah, he's already got threats on his life. Motherfuckers can't find me. Balls on hardness can't find me. Is George Zimmerman's ringtone right now.
He is going to be somewhere where no one can find him.
They said he's leaving the state doing everything. But I always thought, though, man, the only thing that's confusing about the articles and stuff is that I thought when you're on bail, you can't leave the state.
Right. Apparently they're the law. They can make exceptions.
Yeah,
so maybe they make an exception for him. Like, look here, man, I would expect you to lead a state.
Right. So go on, do it. Keep my expectations low.
Just be back at court on the 15th, and we all good. Mm-hmm. You know, other than that, you go.
He really can't see no, I'm saying, I don't think he can see no black people, because if somebody black see him, we going to remember him. Like, oh, that's, hey, man, you
what you doing, George Zimmerman? I wouldn't know him by song.
I would.
Really, if you saw him at Snooks,
I saw George you be Zimmerman like, at Snooks. I've seen the pictures so many times, I feel like I know him for real. I saw a dude look like him. I was like, hey, motherfucker.
He was like, hiding down in St. Louis and Ladue.
Yeah. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, man, your name George.
So he what said, you feel nah. about this case that is eerily reminiscent of
Oh, is that the one in Baltimore?
Yeah.
With the two with the Jewish two Jewish guys killing the black kid?
Shit, chicks, like 17?
What happened?
No, this happened a couple years before Trayvon Martin.
No, this is recent.
Yeah, but the one I'm talking about, the one that they keep pushing the case back now because of the Trayvon Martin case is a case in Baltimore where it was two dudes that was like some vigilantes like that that killed a black kid.
I know who you're talking about.
In Baltimore.
No,
that's what I'm talking
they
about.
They killed him.
Yeah, there's it's the same kind of case.
I'm trying to think.
It was eerily reminiscent. And the judge keeps pushing it back because they saying that everything's been cited, so all the potential jury pool is tainted because of Trayvon Martin.
I can see that. No, this one's like, God, I can't remember where. I want to say it happened in Alabama, but it was like a 17-year-old girl on her front lawn, like texting or some shit, and two shots rang out. One of the bullets like went killed her. Like she got shot in the head, and then I think the same bullet ended up grazing somebody else, like injuring somebody else that was on the porch. Turns out it was her neighbor from across the street that was like a white guy
playing around. Like
he basically said, "Yeah, it was an accident," and they never charged him.
Damn.
So I feel like it's North Carolina. I feel like I want to say it's North Carolina.
Or is this the one? Is that the one Van was talking about? Where a dude killed his wife and came over and shot him in?
No. This was a 17-year-old girl.
Damn.
Just texting on her front lawn and got popped. And he said it was an accident. It like no rhyme or reason. Like them niggas was playing catch the gun or some shit and it went off.
I'm about to look that one up.
Yeah, it was on the same site as that you showed me with Zimmerman.
Oh, damn. I ain't even shit.
Yeah, it's over there on the side. So
I'm about to go back.
Apparently, there's all sorts of these cases floating around right now.
Then one more article before we get into it. French man has niggas in Paris as his campaign slogan.
Ball so hard, want to find me.
Part of his. And he's got black people in there, too, though, kicking it. If y'all
yeah, they yeah, they all kicking it. I mean.
Is that a problem to you? No,
they ball so hard cool. Shit. Niggas want to find them.
Yeah, I think it's kind of hard though.
Nah, they was digging the shit.
I think it's a good.
I mean, I don't know if it, I guess it's like can't like his official theme music, but they just put it behind the video and they were saying like they're talking about like some of the number like niggas. He's gotten a great response.
Yeah,
I think it just like
yes, no, it's not.
It's not the clean, but they believe about nigga though.
Yeah, no, they say everything else.
It's just distasteful. That's all, man. Like if you're doing anything,
but he's doing it to get the black and Arab vote.
I mean, come on, man. But that song, like, why not use Pussy Works instead, you know? I think that's a good song.
Because it's catering to the ladies and homosexual men.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need them to cater to the women. But, no, I think that song in general, man, if he just would have played the instrumental, that would have been better as opposed to
the actual song.
Yeah.
Because we would have got the feeling, though, from the instrumental. People would know, like, oh, that's that niggas in Paris. I get it.
And some people might not have known, but they would like the instrumental because it's a nice beat. Don't.
He's like, okay, yeah, I got it.
So, yeah, he just bad judgment, man. But, I mean, I wish our politicians here would try it at least once. Just break the ice, man.
Never
come out to some.
Well, didn't Barack have dirt off his shoulder, though, is his plan?
Who?
Nah.
Yes, they did.
No. He did not on any of his actual.
Oh, but no, but he
campaign.
Was having a banquet or something on. They played
dirt off his shoulder. It was at his.
Campaign.
It was at a party at a club or some shit. Like, he was.
They played dirt off his shoulder.
Winning. Yeah, they played that. But that was after he beat Hillary.
And he had to answer 30 questions after that shit.
Yeah, supposedly.
So no president campaign or any campaign person can do nothing here at all. Playing some Tupac, you know, Me Against the World and shit. You know, none of
that. They said he did that at his win party after he beat Hillary.
Yeah, that's what he had to beat.
I got 99 problems with it.
But let's go ahead and get right into it.
Oh, what are we
going to do? The topic everybody's been talking about.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
One of my heroes. Primetime Deion Sanders gets his ass whooped by Pilar and Baby D.
Baby
I don't know
D.
her name is Baby D. Only reason I know she's kind of a bigger woman, though, is because Deandra Sanders, which is kind of ironic that he named his daughter Deandra, kind of egomaniac, kind of a little bit of an egomaniac.
Yeah, it is.
Deandra Sanders, her Twitter page, I started following her.
For real?
What like 2 weeks ago, though, before this
event. I know, her followers then jumped up. If people know
she already had like 100,000 before that happened.
For real?
Dude, DeAndre Bell, she was already going off on Pilar before on random tweets.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, bitch, if I see you at the mall, it's on type shit.
What?
And I just start following her, like, just to see, because she
doesn't. So what has she been talking about?
She was like, I'll come back to her tweets next. But basically, Dion was, went to a red carpet event with Tracy Edmonds, which is Babyface ex-mom wife, / Eddie Murphy's ex-fiance.
Yeah.
You know, but they supposed to be working on something together, whatever, whatever, whatever that means. Hey, you working on something, man. Whatever that may be, I'm not in that man business. But Pilar got upset, rolled by the crib with Baby D. You know, we all got that one friend we can use to fight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that one big girl. You know they got that big girl. I don't know her name is Baby D, but on
all the new 2000 snaps before they even come out. Yeah.
But the thing is, Baby D, like DeAndre Sanders, she tweeted like Pilar Sanders, bitch. Pilar Sanders at Pilar Sanders. You know her Twitter name, and then somebody else like Bait Bertha 234 was the other girl's name on woman name on there. So I'm assuming
they tagged both of them on Twitter.
She tagged both of them on Twitter, like talking to both.
What is the world coming to where you can actually tag them on the internet? Like it was you and you, bitch. It wasn't nobody else. First 48.
Yeah. So I'm assuming they was big, but basically they ran up in his crib, though. You know what I'm saying? Trying to put some hands on him. You know. And,
I don't necessarily believe that, man. Because
they got a court. Deion's got the court cases. They got the court case on.
I'm saying that I can believe that it may have happened, something like that. But I don't believe that Deion, they beat him up.
No, I don't believe they beat him up, though, either. I don't believe. But he's in a lose-lose situation as a man.
Yeah.
Because how you going to put your hands on a woman, though? Like,
right. So what I mean, not saying it, I guess at this point, I don't think it was bad what he did. Like, look, if some women come and attack you, if you were to hurt them, you better believe that they going to call the police on
you. And they finna take your money.
Dude, you getting all your, yeah. So that's probably what they was waiting for.
Because Pilar got all fucked up in the divorce settlement.
Yeah, so that's they want him to do something.
You think they're trying to
provoke him. But Pilar, look, girl, come here. I'm always a shoulder you can cry on. And my name is Javon Bibbs. I'm in St. Louis.
You got a proposal for Pilar?
Yeah, I got a proposal for Pilar. All
right,
Pilar,
well, we gonna drop a... I hate you so much right now. That Khalees in the background.
Yeah. Well, Pilar, what I want you to do, girl.
Cue that up for him.
I want you to move to St. Louis. And like I said, girl, I know you like to look nice, so I just take you to King Beauty Supply and just buy you. Hold on, man. Chill out, man. All right. I'm gonna take you up here to King's Beauty Supply. You know, just get you any type of ponytail you want. They got some new ones up there now. They make them out of unicorn hair.
So, unicorn hair.
The thing is, like I said,
brand new.
I want you to come out here. Just move with me in St. Louis. They just built some new Section 8 housing over here on it's a street called Lucas and Hunt, but the houses look real nice, and it's a little bit, you know, a little different.
It's a call from a golf course.
So you know we can go over there every once in a while.
Shout out to Bennington Blitz.
We can go over there every 2 weeks. I get paid every 2 weeks. So like, you know, if I have a show or something like that, then we can do it every week. Yeah. So I mean, like I say, it's gonna be a little bit different from the lifestyle you're accustomed to, baby girl. But the thing is, it's one love. It's Javon Bibbs. You know, I keep my glasses on even when I'm doing it. And what happens is, I got this one move. It is a private bedroom move, and I'm only gonna show you. I call it the Harry Potter. It's when my glasses slide down on my nose, and while I'm hitting, I push my glasses back up on my face with one finger. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, the Harry Potter.
Yeah. With my glasses. All right, that's it, Pillow. I love you, girl. And just, you know, just when you get here, I'll see you when you get here. All right. All right, thank you.
So I mean, only thing I thought was kind of punk on Deion's behalf, though, was tweeting all this different shit, though.
What was he tweeting, though?
Tweeting, like, the picture of them at the police station, tweeting documents from them, this restraining order and the police report, tweeting his kids saying that his mama just whooped y'all ass and, you know, y'all got to press charges now. Just kind of...
Who kids saying that?
He tweeted his kids, the ones Pilar's kids. That you know, they stay with him.
That's fucked up.
Which is crazy. Deion's got a hell of a good fucked up. It's either two things I thought about, because you know Deion's first two kids, he has custody of them too.
Okay.
So and then his two kids by Pilar, he has custody of them too. So are both of these chicks that fucked up, or they don't have custody of these kids, or
Deion's
just
smart,
or he just got a good game plan?
I think he's a very smart guy, man. Look at what he's doing. Think about it. All the stuff that he's doing, like you said, tweeting pictures and all that.
It's
like
evidence to put it out there.
Right, exactly. Document. And it might look like a bitch made move to us, but up in court, that shit holds up, dude.
As far as money, especially money-wise.
Because Pilar ain't getting nothing now, huh?
Like I said, that didn't help her case. Go ahead and holler at me. I'm going to take care of you, baby girl. You can work out. I think they got a weight lift. Or matter of fact, we just get us a membership up at Gold. It's only $35 a month. I'll pay for that. You ain't got to worry about that. But just, like, hit me up. I'm on Twitter at Javon Bibbs. That's at JOVANBIBBS Pilar. That's me, baby girl.
To Pilar?
Yeah. No, only one person can propose. Man, how you going to do two? Man, don't do that.
I was trying to give her options.
No, don't get no options here. This ain't no option right here. It's either Dion or me, and it ain't Dion no more.
It definitely ain't Dion.
Right.
Dion's got some bad ones, though, man. He's the little side chick he had I saw online. Though.
Dude, if you made $18, $20 million a year, and I'm saying we don't get no, you don't have any bad chicks now, but, dude, at $20 million a year, there's no such thing as a bad chick. It's just how many can you get now?
It's how many. It's not even if you can.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So, Dion is at that status, man. It must be the money. Damn. It's turning me on.
He's like, the people say that money don't change you. Yeah, money do change you. It changed my library card
into a credit card.
Yeah. Dion, that song must be the money. That was pretty horrible. But,
hey. He was dead serious, too.
Another person that was dead serious.
Dropped a full album, too.
Right.
Maybe. Does anybody else remember any singles off that album besides that?
No. I just remember the video.
I need to download the album just to hear it.
Just to hear Dion Sanders.
You hurt yourself. You better take that like one song a day.
Yeah, it might change my life.
Your whole IQ would drop. You listen to it in one full day, nigga.
That's right. Your IQ would drop and you start elbowing people like Ryan Ortiz.
Okay, question with the Pilar situation. Can a woman, is a woman that, would y'all ever thought a woman that fine would be that crazy?
Ain't most women crazy?
Ain't no such thing as a woman that fine. I know women is fine and the crazy. So
you think it's a prerequisite? Like, if you that fine, she gonna be crazy?
No.
It's a high propensity to be crazy?
I know some women is fine is not crazy, but I'm saying I know some women is fine, but they all crazy, so... The fine part don't really mean that, man. It's them and what they be eating.
But then we had this discussion before saying that crazy pussy is the best pussy.
Yes.
I don't know, man. I don't like crazy. Like, I knew one chick was crazy one time. We had went up to the grocery store, and she had just grabbed a banana and just bit it with the peel still on it. And I was like, what you doing? She said, I always do them like this. I was like, all right. And like, we went to the grocery store.
And she ate it with the peel. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, man. I dropped her right back off at the house, too, right after that.
You could do that, huh?
No, man. Like, I she walked out the store with the banana and everything. Like, she like,
they ain't charging nothing.
Like, they ain't trying to stop her. They ain't trying to stop. She said, she always do that. And like, when she's walking out, I look. It was about 7 bananas with the tips bit off.
Like, it was her set. Like, they knew, like.
Yeah, she was not lying.
This is Antoinette set right here.
Like, here she come. Here she come.
So, but I'm saying, yo, she crazy. She's always up to some shit, though, man. It makes me question somewhat Dion, though, if this chick, he knew this chick was crazy, though, man. This ain't no new shit for him, probably.
I don't know. I think it could be, though, because think about it, like. How long you think Pilar has been, like, really, really relevant?
Pilar was a big-ass model before she met Dion.
Don't do that. Big-ass?
Like, she was pretty popular of a model before. I mean, on the modeling scene, though. No. Oh, she's tall, though, man.
That's like saying
Kamora Lee Simmons, though. She was popular before Russell.
Kamora Lee Simmons, it's different between being,
I don't think Pilar was an international
model. That's like me. I'm a comedian, okay? Right. I'm popular here in St. Louis, and, other comedians know me. But, like, I'm not, like... Kevin Hart. Now that's popular. Lavelle Crawford. That's popular. So, and even in the modeling world, I'm sure that Pilar wasn't on, like,
Tyra Banks status.
No, hell nah. She was probably above, little models be claiming they models
locally
know.
And shit.
Yeah, she's above that. But like, when you talking about, like, she was known. When I think of known model, I'm thinking of, like, what they got, Giselle, Tyra, people like that.
Bunchin, Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
So if this is her first time, I won't say first time, but if she's becoming relevant, and think about it. I mean, most of the money, if Dion's bringing in some of the money, she has to do something.
The money's all coming from Dion.
All the money's coming from Dion. She has to find some way to maintain this standard of living. You know what I mean? Like, the relevance. I mean, she tried out for the fucking. Is that show even still on?
Football-wise, it was one season of it.
It didn't do shit.
Because they always really married and shit, though. That was the thing, though. All them wives were really married, and their husbands were like...
Bill always married, too, wasn't she?
Yeah, I'm saying, that show football wise, all of them was really married and really had real lives.
There's no room to really.
Yeah, like they husbands weren't having that shit. Like it was like, dude, do
you
want to come
at the club with who? Right. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
And these are big ass football players too, so it's not like, oh, so you, oh, so we on TV and shit? You talking shit? All right.
So I mean, I just feel like now Pilar's just reaching so she can make some sort of clamor about herself to keep herself relevant. Because I mean, without Dion, if there's no money, you know, what's Pilar really going to do?
She obviously don't have custody of her kids either to get child support. They staying with Dion.
Right, exactly. So where's her money coming from? Like, I mean, she probably gets some shit, but it ain't going to be nothing near to what she was doing before. You know,
But do you think it was the crazy pussy, though?
I don't think so.
You think Dion may not know she was this crazy?
Nah, I think, man, like you said, Dion is a smart guy. Dion could be crazy, though. You know,
you're saying he could be the crazy one, though?
We don't know. We don't know.
I mean, but also, I feel like it could just be a testament to just like role reversals. I mean, it could be a number of different things. Like, I mean, if Pilar's in there and like they get a divorce because he caught Pilar cheating or some shit. Yeah. So,
but, he caught her cheating. But y'all know with some pictures online of Dion.
Yeah, but he was already. They said he had started kicking with that chick way before.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I'm pretty sure Dion was cheating before.
Oh yeah.
So, and that's what I'm saying. So you looking at this, it's like, okay, wait. So I'm getting my entire life taken away for doing the exact same shit you've been doing over the past decade.
X amount of years,
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you can lose it because this is your life you're talking about. This ain't just some, you know, I lost my car. I might have to take the bus for a minute. This some like, my house is gone. I ain't got no money coming in. I don't get to drive shit. Everybody I'm acquainted with probably ain't going to fuck with me because I can't get into the establishment because you got to make $1 million to get in. Like, the whole thing is trying to change. I mean, she probably feels like it's in some sort of injustice. I mean, I would if my wife was fucking cheating on me and then I get the boot because I cheated on her back. You know, even though she makes all the money, I mean, yeah, it was being stupid.
Very true.
You have to realize that shit, but you know, that's just the game you got to play. I feel like she's just fighting to keep her sanity at this point.
Man, but going back to DeAndre though, DeAndre be on Twitter going hard though. She be like, "Bitch, if I see you at blah blah blah, I know you ain't gonna do it." I guess she's real defensive of her daddy though, man.
So talking about a question,
and DeAndre ain't ugly. She a cute chick.
So question: was Pilar like, when the divorce was like happening, was Pilar talking like mad shit, like she was about to win and shit?
I don't remember. I know her and DeAndre going back and forth on Twitter though this whole time.
Right, but so nothing
so
really.
So she been responding to DeAndre.
What DeAndre? They been going back and forth on
Pilar Twitter. Pilar been saying stuff back to her, like what?
Like, little girl, sit down somewhere.
I think that's the high road. She need to take the high. Don't be arguing with your stepchildren over on damn Twitter. Like,
but this is the thing though. Like, with that whole situation though. Remember, she got into it with his aunt or whatever though. Well, a few months ago we talked about.
Who did?
Yeah.
Pilar.
Pilar did.
Yeah.
My thing is, how the fuck, Dion, you letting this bra back up in the crib?
She fine. I mean, why not?
You just said every time you just get to the door though, you be like, damn.
Right. Well, are we sure that they were fighting at his house?
Man. You said what?
Are we sure they were fighting at his house?
Yeah, was it his crib?
So she didn't get she didn't get any percentage of the house. She didn't get shit.
She came to his crib, which is their house they used to live in. Fuck.
She was like, I left my contacts over there.
Yeah, something like that, probably. Yep.
I think my contact lens is, yeah, I'll go get them for you. Stay right here at the door. Matter
no,
fact,
no, I'm coming in. Baby D. kicking that door on him.
You better not bring that big bitch up in here.
That's what he said. They'll probably.
Right.
I can see Prime Time saying that.
Grab one of his trophies like O.J. Simpson. We can set him up.
Throw that shit in the bushes.
Grab that. Grab one of them Super Bowl rings.
Dion going through it, man. I'm glad I've never had to deal with it. I might have only had one crazy chick in my life, you know.
And what happened to that crazy chick? Can you talk about it?
No, I would rather not. But the thing is,
mostly, can you get a story, but not the person name? You don't.
Like this.
Y'all can tell it's a crazy story.
An overly aggressive female, you know.
Well, if you'd have stayed with her, it could have got to a point where it was on some shit. You saying?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I've never dealt with no super crazy chick. Probably, you know, mostly crazy been like the most. I mean, over aggressive chick. That's the most crazy chick I've ever dealt with. But not super crazy. So I'm glad I haven't. I don't want to dealing with crazy chicks. I've heard stories, dude. Too many stories to even name. Like, you know, from people that we know, been dealing with crazy chicks, man.
Yeah.
I don't like crazy. I think I got repellent because it's like, Me personally, I'm so laid back.
Your spirit
to
is not gonna pick up on that.
Nah, man. If it's a crazy chick, you know, like I don't be on all that bullshit, man. So,
what
know.
About you, Ted?
If I ever fuck with a crazy chick?
Yeah.
Not really.
Not on that level, nothing like that.
Nah.
Well, I mean, I kind of have though.
Do we know this?
Yeah, y'all know. I'm describing a story to
y'all. Right. Go ahead and tell the story.
She beat me up.
Physically?
I mean, she ain't beat me up. She slapped me.
What?
Yeah, it was in public.
In front of people we know?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't in front of nobody.
I know you're talking
but
about.
But it wasn't in front of people, though. It was, like, outside.
You talking about last May?
No, last May.
you talking about last week at XO?
No. This was about 3 years ago now. About 3 years
when
ago.
Was
March?
Quit.
Around March?
Is it around May? May, June?
Around March?
May, June of, like, 2000.
Rim was playing Lil Jon?
Shut up, man.
On the real though,
it was like, I'm trying to think exactly when it was.
I mean, I've been swung on. I ain't never been. It's never been
it was like 2009, man. It was like May 2009. So it's 3 years ago. Yeah, exactly 3 years ago.
So did you hook up on her? Did you be like, bitch,
no, I mean, I almost slapped the shit out of her back though, man, because it was like your natural reaction though.
Right.
It's like, cause she got a good four fingers on me too.
Mm.
And I just like, what? And then I was like, yo, okay. And then I just left. It was shit. It was my event. Shit. So I just left.
Did your eye get watery?
No, it didn't hurt. Well, it was just the fact that she really got it.
So how do you?
And then she tried. But see, the thing is though, then like, you know, she tried to come through the crib. You know what I'm saying?
That
I apologize.
Night.
Yeah, that night.
Oh, she's finna fuck your brains out, nigga.
Did yeah. she?
No, we got into it even more. What? She tried to.
See,
she tried
there
to,
you
tried
go.
To,
look, see, you fell for the Dion shit.
Fell for the Dion shit. All that's right. How I'm that's why I never know situations that. Like that shit, toxic shit like this, especially a woman like alcohol is involved and shit like that. Don't fuck around with that as men, no man, because she came through the spot. Shit, she tried to motherfucking she tried to steal on me, man. Like at the crib, at my crib.
What?
Tried to steal on me though, man. I was like backing up, and then she was trying like then she just passed out on the couch and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then.
Like her battery is going low.
like she's narcoleptic.
Yeah,
like
that
shit.
Was it. That was all she had left. Yeah. She didn't remember none of that shit though. She had blacked out.
She probably waking up and be like, "Come here, motherfucker," and go right back to sleep.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I you just don't you can't fuck this. So I stopped fucking with her like maybe a little while after. That was it. Like I was up to.
You know what would have helped you though?
What?
If you had had it around that time.
What?
You played
the
song.
It's on show, yeah.
Let
pussy.
Me show you how your pussy. She would like that.
She did.
Okay, you right, girl. You know, I've been tripping. That's my fault. And see, the thing is, see, before you had even played the song, I said it was something about tonight that I knew it was, you know, aside from me slapping you in your face to where, you know, I know your mouth bleeding, but the thing is, you know, God got us. And play that song one more time. Play that song one more time. Play the song. Yeah, that song was gone. Man, that song
no, but I'm saying, but those situations, those domestic disputes, man, ain't no games to play with it. As a dude, you just got to step the fuck away and get the fuck out.
Step away. Well, Mike Gibbs,
you ain't going to win.
Whoever called the police first,
especially
the other one wanted
because they look for shit. Because I've seen crazy shit. I've seen, like, extra crazy shit. And you just, especially when a woman's been, like, I don't even say scorned, but, like, when they, it's
emotional
just,
into it.
Well, especially if you got, like, a manipulative woman. Like you said, like, if Pilar's in there just praying that Dion puts a hand on her so she can find some reason to, you know, get this nigga in the court. Yeah, I mean, I've seen so all sorts of shit. Like, women just completely.
Like, I wouldn't put past that she was thinking that.
What?
To try to get Dion in court.
Dude, if she ain't getting no money off of the other stuff, why? Well, I mean, you gotta try. You gotta try, and then bring my friend. That's my witness.
But I guess how does she get back in? I'm like, all right, the notice bitch to try to fight my aunt. You look at the door, don't damn.
She could have tricked him. Like, okay, look, Dion, I'm not coming over to fight, but I do need to grab like a couple of my things. And he opened the door. Okay, look, don't start nothing. I ain't gonna start nothing. She walking in.
Baby
you
D,
ugly mother, come here and try to grab him up, and it's like.
Baby so, D, I got the door open. Come
he's
on,
like, whose shoes are these? He's like, bitch, we're not together. Whose shoes are these?
Oh, you know, no, I forgot the story. He was in bed. So I think she had a key then. No, he was in the bed.
And now that fucked up, you get your ass whooped while you laying down.
Yeah,
like,
I think he was in the bed.
Don't whoop my ass. Well, any woman didn't want to fight me.
You just see satin sheets flying everywhere and shit.
Oh, no. What, hey.
You know, he's an egomaniac. He probably got prime time.
Right. Yeah, prime time.
But you know,
football pillows.
Prime time on.
You know, you be sleep, though, and like, you don't know if it's a dream or, if, you know, if it's reality. And like, you know, that first hit, you don't know for sure. Like, what the fuck? Okay, now I'm just. Oh, shit, hold on. Bitch.
This is real.
But she here for real. Oh.
How you get in?
Oh.
Like, you pay for that ringing, but you think it's a dream?
Where my trophy at in my baseball gloves? In the car. How they get in the car? Baby D got them down there.
We move all that shit out, bitch. I want 20 grand a month.
This is my motherfucking wing in the house.
And he tried to get up. He tied up with some ponytail holders around his hands.
Some scrunchies.
Right, some scrunchies. That's all we. Where the rope at? What you mean, rope? Cause I had to use the ponytail holder to tie you up. Tie up. He looked down. He noticed he tied up. He in the bed, flopping around like a catfish. So he needed to get it together, man, with this chick. She needed to get it together. Cause obviously he has this shit together because he, you know, he's in control right now. She's fighting for that power.
Power trying to get something.
Yeah, she can't, man. Like, dude is smart. Like,
he got all this court stuff and the tweeting it.
The tweeting it helps, like, because now all of America sees it, and regardless of what people try to say, like, you know.
I have a trail of evidence, basically saying this is what
happened. Yeah, so dude had, like, he said, a trail of evidence. And I've seen a couple people online mad at Deion. It was like, Deion straight bitch made for what he did. And I didn't really know the full situation.
But part of me, though, doesn't think it's bitch made because he kind of controlled his own story. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, before anybody else get it out, like, well, Deion got his ass. Well, no. Here go everything that happened, though. Here go the court case right here, though.
Right.
This is everything that happened, though, before I can control the case and divvy the information out before anybody else gets it. Mm-hmm. So I can control the case more. So it makes sense maybe that he's a diabolical genius.
I think he is, man. I wonder if he sleep with that scarf on his head like he used to play with when he was with the 49ers.
You know, he put it on his trophy, right? On his Hall of Fame trophy.
I did see him do that.
So he may do. He may be, though. So he was in bed though with that scarf on and got his ass whooped.
Right, get hit in the head so hard that scarf come untied in the back. You gotta try to tie it back up to finish the fight.
Like, he ties like up while he's sleeping, shit. Like,
right, hold on. Whoa, I got hit again. Well, wait a minute.
Put it on backwards.
So
like
where is he living?
Heartbeat.
In L.A. or where is he?
No,
living?
Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas.
Oh, that's where the crib and everything mm-hmm. is. What?
So Dallas is like about maybe like 20 minutes.
Is that where he from?
My uncle crib. No, he's from Homestead, Florida.
What?
Yeah, he's from like some small ass town in Florida. But like he like 20 little 20 minutes from my uncle down there in Dallas.
Oh, talking about Kevin Woods.
Yeah, he lived about 20 minutes from
Yeah. Shout out to
Kevin Woods.
My uncle
been to his
crib
and everything. My uncle been to his crib. He said his crib off the chain.
I'm sure it's Deion.
Yeah, he said off the chain. He says he got the DS gates with DS in the gate.
Straight
you
up.
Open up, you know what I'm saying? It opens up towards you and shit, and you just ride through. Like, damn, he got DS, a DS thing like in the middle field. Like carved out with the grass, DS.
Whoa.
Everything DS had been in motherfucker.
You got a remote control sun in that motherfucker. Ready to get up.
I think our ice crib looks. I wonder how Michael Jordan's
side,
crib looks.
Side note, though, before we get into this break, though, the dopest crib I've ever heard about, though, is Will Smith's crib.
What they say?
They said his crib's like a transformer.
Yeah, the walls move and shit.
They said you could be civil, you're sitting right here chilling, that he could hit a button, though, and everything could go out around us, and we'd be out sitting outside.
For real? Yeah.
They said his crib is set up like that. Like, literally, all the walls come down, everything, and then next thing you know, we just sitting there chilling outside.
That's dope.
Yeah, so I heard his crib's like a transformer, and like, transforming shit.
I like that. I'm going to give me a crib like that one day. Shout out to Will Smith.
Yeah, shout out to Will Smith. But what you got going on, Ted, this week coming up?
Shit, I don't even remember what fucking week it is. Man.
Yeah, man, shit, we going to next week, it'll be May.
Damn. Nothing much,
he
man.
He sounded old. Damn, man.
Right it's here. Already May, man. It's not just... Just preparing for the summer, man. You know, we got a lot. This year is crazy. A lot of weddings coming up. All the homeboys, like
yeah, Ship,
yeah, Ship Shane. My sister just got married. My yeah, frat Nick's. Brother's getting married here. In
Nick's
a second.
Coming up in a few weeks, right?
Yep. I'm not.
Name
even
it
sure.
down.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not even sure. So I think because Sleepy's searching for venues, so he might be getting his this year too.
Oh, you gonna get married? Just going to get married this year?
I know he said he was trying. So. I guess it just depends on what he comes up with while he's here.
Okay.
So yeah, man, it's just a busy ass year.
Hold on, Ship get married when?
November.
Okay. On Ship. So he gonna do it here or?
It's in Mexico.
Shit, y'all going?
Yeah,
I'm trying. Yeah.
I gotta go to my boy Brent wedding in Jamaica.
Paul Brent?
Yeah, Brent, the hooping Brent.
Well, I ain't seen that nigga in a minute.
Yeah,
is he
man.
Still here in St. Louis?
Yeah, he in St. Louis. He Brent been doing his thing, man. Working. Beautiful fiance. They're gonna have a dope family, man. Brent is definitely doing it big. Like when it comes to just like his life. Everything aside from everything happening to him in his last year, man, his mom passing and stuff, dude is like super strong, man. So yeah, I'm in the wedding. It's gonna be in Jamaica.
Nice.
So yeah, I don't know if they're gonna. I'm gonna try. I gotta get my feet together though, because I know if it's on some sand, they ain't gonna let us be out there without church shoes on and stuff like that.
You can't be out there with your church shoes on.
Nah, man. So I gotta get these together. Gotta get it together.
Nothing gonna be how it is.
Gotta get it together.
Rim, you got anything going on, Rim? Nothing. How did everything go last week with the old school school days joint? Cause it was cold as hell.
Well, and the movie too, though.
Oh, and the movie came out too. Yeah, the Act Like a Lady movie. You know, that was all the chicks was going to see that.
Everybody
movie.
Was gone.
Devon, what's going on, man?
Man, me. May I have my Class Clowns comedy show coming up at Sweetie Pies?
Yep.
We locking the date down, man.
We on locking the date down for the first live show over there too.
Yeah, first live show over there. I'm still doing Lola every Wednesday night, so you know.
You gonna keep that going on as well as the Sundays, once a Sunday and Sweetie Pies.
Yeah, well,
so basically you have two nights a month. I mean, once a week, then one monthly.
Yeah,
That's what's up.
I'm working,
that's
man.
Good. That's what you're supposed to be. Fucking.
I go to Chicago this weekend. You know, my Dayton, Ohio show just got switched.
Where in Ohio you gonna be at?
Dayton.
You gonna be Dayton? Oh shit, man! I think you have my family out there, man.
Yeah, I'm Dayton, Ohio. I'll let you know the venue too. But yeah, other than that, man, just you know. Grinding, dude, grinding. So, right, follow me on Twitter, y'all. Javon at Javon Bibbs at JOVANBIBBS on Twitter.
Follow DJ Reminis at DJ Reminis 10. Where you at, Ted?
60-second marathon.
I could tell everybody finally, man. Your boy Daryl's gonna be in Black Enterprise.
Do it.
That's what I'm talking
about. Enterprise next
month.
That's
what I'm talking about.
20 best black bloggers, man. They highlighting me on the website, and then the article comes out in June.
We finna blow the fuck up, man.
We are blowing up.
And I talked about that, the whole podcast and everything, man.
Straight up.
Yeah, I did a whole section on my interview talking about the podcast and everything too. So,
dude, he in Black Enterprise, Comedy After Dark, Black Enterprise, Teddy running for Senate. That's what it's about.
Yeah, man. We got to get Rim in like a DJ competition or something.
Like on Juice. And then I could be Bishop. I ain't going to shoot nobody, though. Because I don't want, you know what I'm saying?
Be like, Bishop. And Teddy, you going to be Raheem?
Do I have a choice?
No, you're the closest one, ain't he?
Right. You got the Raheem hair.
I guess I'll be Omar Epps.
Yep. Yeah, because Daryl looking.
Yeah, Daryl, you definitely going to drop me off the roof then. You can't hold me up that high. If I'm Bishop and we got to do that scene,
up.
I know you're
going to die. I know you're going to die. You just going
to
die.
You're going to die on the way up the stairs. You already
Daryl,
thinking about
it. Like, man, for really, my arm go.
I'm going to die too.
Yeah. My shoulder.
But, yeah, man, that's a big, big, big joint for me, man. So I'd look forward to that. I'll be letting everybody know when it exactly comes out, and I'll be linking it. And I'll be definitely making a Google Plus page, though, this week, too, for everybody to check out everything. Hit me up on Twitter as well, at Dig Game. Definitely hit us up on all our different avenues. Straight Out Low Cash on Facebook, Straight OLC on Twitter,
uh-huh.
And our Gmail, StraightOLC@gmail.com. Definitely hit us up on iTunes as well.
Yep.
Stitcher app is going well. Teddy hates it, but you know,
that's what Teddy got a flip phone.
What's wrong with that?
He's trying to get a razor phone.
He got a razor phone.
It's brand new.
He's trying to get Stitcher from a razor phone. So it takes a little while to upload.
It plays. It just does. It comes on when it wants to come on. I be in the middle of a motherfucking bank, and then all of a sudden, all you hear is, "Are you wrong now, bitch?" And I'm like, hold on. Let me turn this off. I need this in five.
You said $1,000, sir? No, I said it was raw. No, but never mind then, man. I gotta put my phone up.
But no, definitely though. Everybody, thanks for tuning in another week of Straight Out Low Cash. Y'all got any other closing thoughts or anything?
Nah, man.
Polar, you serious?
I mean, I'm serious. Polar's
still fine as fuck though.
Super.
But my message to the women right now: just let me show you.
Leading out the end of the show though, you gotta play. The Pissy Work song. You gotta play it just for everybody. Listen to this again. We going to leave y'all with this little...
Now, let me do the smooth outro.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This right here. No, okay. Hold on. Let me get it together. Hold on.
Go do it for Pilar.
Okay, right now. This for Pilar. Okay, this right here. Like I said, you know, things. I know this life gets rough. And, you know, these things, you know, tabloids getting to you. Every day you're in TMZ for something different. But, you know, I just want to let you know, you got love everywhere, baby girl. This to the one and only Pilar Sanders. Like I said, I know things might be going rough for you, baby. But the thing is, when this song come on, this how you know it's real. Kick it,
let me show you how your pussy works. Since you didn't bring it to me first, I have lots of things to show you. If you're ready to learn, let me show you how your pussy works. Bet you didn't know that it could squirt. I have lots of things to show you. If you're ready to learn.
Straight out of Low Cash.